Before I start, I want to greet a very special dear friend to me. It is Damodar. Thank you very much, Damodar, that you have come and given us great joy by coming. Hare Krishna. Yes. So our subject matter this evening is entering into the nectarian ocean of chanting the holy name. Before I start, I want to ask you, who of you chants on the Japa Mala? The mala is not so much, or you? Yes, I was thinking so. Also, young ladies, also, yes, Japa, very good. I was hoping that I would have this evening a group of devotees before me who is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So I will not give a general lecture. I will go deeply into the subject matter. Who of you sometimes spaces out with the mind? Who of you does not always feel the nectar of the holy name? Many of you, yes. What is wrong with you? A very difficult question. It is said that by chanting the holy name, we receive Krishna in our heart. Are you receiving Krishna in your heart by chanting? It is said that by chanting the holy name, all the bathing in rivers, sacred rivers, all the visits to the holy places, everything has been superseded by chanting. I think many of us chant but do not experience the full results of chanting, which is love of Godhead in the heart. And the reason why we don't make the full experience is that we do not really enter into the nectar ocean of the holy name. We remain standing on the shore. And today, in today's seminar, I actually want to give you a very simple method how to enter deeply into the holy name. And now, I'm still a little bit thinking how I will do this, because at the moment, well, I have to ask one request. Please stay with us for the whole seminar. Now I see the devotees are still coming. So, okay, then I will talk about something until everyone is here. Why is it so difficult to concentrate our minds when we chant? It is because we have different samskaras, or different, very deep impressions in our minds from many, many lifetimes, which again and again pull us either into the past, or we begin to project our thoughts in the future. When we chant, we remember what happened to me on the corridor of the hospital when I met so and so. Or we make plans for our shopping next morning. Or I need still some sona prati, or I need some flour and some sugar, and I need to go to the operation at the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. We have such thoughts which pull us away from what is going on now. now in the present. We will be able to chant it nicely when our mind is concentrated totally on the now. The now is my tongue is vibrating the holy name, and the holy name is appearing on my tongue. The moment you control your mind and bring it back from all the many engagements, Krishna says, the mind is many branch things, like a river which goes into many branches. The mind thinks of so many things. The moment you can control the mind, you become extremely powerful. There is an example which I would like to tell you from Empress Akbar, of the life of Emperor Akbar. Emperor Akbar once had a long, long day, and he went to a mosque in order to live there, to read scripture, Quran. He told his guards, stay outside of the mosque and take care that no one enters the mosque and disturbs me. Then he was reading the sacred Quran. Then he noticed through one of these lattice windows that there was a girl running up and down. Oh, she must be looking very sincere for someone, he thought. Then the next thing he noticed was that the girl was inside the mosque, looking everywhere. Then the girl ran through the mosque, and she was so absorbed that she ran right over Akbar. The Quran fell out of his hand, chomp, and Akbar was very, very disturbed. He immediately called, guards, guards, bring me this girl. The guards jumped into the mosque, and there she, and found the girl and brought her before Akbar. What have you done? I'm sitting peacefully reading the Quran, and you run over me. I'm your emperor. The girl said, sorry, sorry, I didn't see you. What? You didn't even see me? Then, what did you see? For whom were you looking so anxiously? The girl said, I heard this morning my lover came to town and I wanted to find him. But, said Akbar, for such an insignificant thing, you have dared to run over me and disturb my Quran reading? Hang her. Hang her. Take a thick rope so that it takes longer. Not a thin rope. The girl was disturbed. Said, before you hang me, I have a question to you. She knew she had nothing to lose. Her life was lost already. So she said, what were you doing when I ran over you? Well, I was reading the sacred Quran. At this moment the girl became heavy. She said, if I am so absorbed when I look for an ordinary lover of this world, how much more absorbed should you be when you search for the Supreme Lover, for God? You were not reading. You were not praying. You were only pretending to read. And you were only pretending to pray. Now you can hang me. Thinking about what he had said. The girl had said she was so absorbed that she didn't even notice him because because her mind was bound in love to her boyfriend whom she looked for. And she had said that how much more than she was concentrated, he, Akbar, should be concentrated. He should not even have noticed when she read over him, because he was engaged with Allah. Allah Akbar, all these nice prayers. So the fact that she was disturbed showed that she was, that Akbar was a pretender. That's what she had said. After thinking about it for some time, she said, he said, you can go, you are free. Your point was right. And he cried. This was the first time in his life that he made some spiritual advancement. Hare Krishna. So my dear devotees, do you think the story has something to do with you? Or is it totally unrelated? It's something of the old times. It's an interesting way to start a lecture, but we don't have to think about it. You have to think very much about it. How absorbed are you, Giriraj? How absorbed are you, Mahaprabhu? How absorbed are you, Damoda? Oh. And how can we become more absorbed in the chanting? In the Shastra it says, only someone who for many lives, not one life, not two lives, for many lives has acted piously can chant the holy name without interruption. When you chant, you must come to the stage that this holy name is supremely attractive to you. You should read it like a love letter, again and again and again. If you are a man and you like women, you should like the holy name like a lover loves the lips of his beloved. Doesn't get tired of them. These are Rupa Goswami's instructions in Padyavali. He should become so absorbed as a lover is in his beloved. Yes. And this is only possible when you are pure in mind. When the mind is pure, it loves Krishna. When the mind is impure, it loves Mumbai. I'm sorry to be so outspoken. Maybe not only Mumbai, maybe Hamburg and Frankfurt and Moscow. But it loves the material world. When the mind, only the pure mind, can pay rapt attention to the spiritual form of the holy name. Once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, how can I control my mind with chanting? And listen to Prabhupada's answer. He said, what is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. What is the question of the mind? I think for a pure person on Prabhupada's level, this is a good question. The mind doesn't even have a role to play in chanting. That's what he said. Because his mind is so transparent and pure that it tastes the holy name with great relish. But for people like us, whose mind is so engaged with the material energy, I think it's necessary to think of controlling the mind so that we can pay rapt attention. With this, I want to draw your attention to a very nice formula Srila Prabhupada has given. Those of you who take notes, in the first canto, third chapter, text 44, it's a formula how you can give rapt attention. Are you interested?
Yes. First
No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, feeling, and mating. Yes. Our Girdhara Prabhu is encouraging us, please come a little forward. I hope the hall becomes much more polite.
After the lecture, please come with Sachi Devi to me. Yes?
Make yourself comfortable. I will go the other way around. If you want to be pure in action, you must be pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. If you want to be so then you are pure in action, and when, only when your actions are pure, your mind can be pure. I think we have seen this in our lives many times. What comes into the mind when you chant, it is a disturbing thought. Very often you think about quarrels which you have with others, or unpleasant dealings with others. This is very often a strong disturbing factor in our lives. So you must be pure in action if you want to be pure in mind. I think this every one of us has felt already. So rapt attention is possible who is pure, for someone who is pure in mind. Today I would like to make a little workshop with you where we chant together, where I will teach you a few techniques to become, to school your concentration. I will do today something with you which I have done already in Vrindavan at a seminar. I will introduce you to a meditation which helps you to concentrate, to fix your mind so that it does not waver. And at the moment when your mind is fixed on the chanting of the holy name, you will actually experience that the holy name appears in person in your heart. It's a mystical. You will make some very nice experiences this evening. Just like when you concentrate light on one place, you know, all the light, when the fire comes, don't worry, I won't go on that back to that hospital. With sunlight it works, but this is Hare Krishna light. Another light. With sunlight, you can just concentrate the sunlight on one piece, as children we used to do. Do you sometimes do this, Damodar?
Yes.
Put a glass and then burn something? I hope I have not given a bad idea. Sachidevi is angry with me now. But as children, who used to do?
Yeah.
In Europe, we do very, very much. When light is concentrated, it has so much power, it can burn. In the same way, when your mind is concentrated, there is nothing which is not possible for you any longer. It becomes very, very powerful. And today we want to teach you how to concentrate your mind. I will ask Vaishnava Seva to turn the blackboard for you, or whiteboard for you. All of you have seen the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra already in your life. In our tradition, we are encouraged to do what is called a Trataka meditation when we chant. Trataka meditation is a yoga practice When you concentrate your mind on one thing and one thing only. There was once a yogi who said to his followers, I want to show you how you can move a person by concentration of the mind. Go to the court and find if there's one person who is unjustified in the prison. And his disciples came back and said, there is a person who is for wrong reasons in the prison. Then yogi said, okay, he will appear before court in 2 weeks' time, and the judge will pass his judgment, and now I will dictate to you the judgment. And the yogi began to dictate a judgment. So and so was accused for such and such thing, comma, and then he was, but we found out as the judges, comma, that he is really innocent, full stop. And he dictated the whole text, which he said the judge would say in 2 weeks' time. He said, the yogi said, I will concentrate and I will control his mind, and you will see that he will pass the same judgment which I am now dictating 2 weeks before. The followers wrote down everything. They said, this is a mistake in the grammar. Then the yogi said, don't worry, you will see he will make the same mistake. Well, the yogi said, I just want to show you that it works. Then the yogi, then the day came when this innocent person had to appear before the judge. And the judge, the followers were there, and they had the text with them, which the yogi had dictated to them 2 weeks earlier. And they listened very carefully what the yogi said. What the judge said. And the judge said precisely the same words which the yogi had dictated earlier. Meanwhile, the yogi was just sitting there and was going, concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. And he controlled the sentences of the judge. Everything was the same, even the mistakes in comma and full stops. Hare Krishna. This meditation or concentration is learned by what is called a Traktaka meditation. Yogis often stare for a long time into the flame of a candle to learn this. But see, we as devotees of Lord Krishna do not want to control the mind of judges and doctors. We want to please Lord Krishna. And for that, our meditation, Traktaka, or concentration practice, is not on the candle flame, but on the letters of the holy name, which you find here there. Veera Chandra Prabhu, the son of Lord Nityananda, had a black stone in which he had engraved the whole Hare Krishna mantra, the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra. And he personally performed Abhishek to this stone, because he worshipped this as identical with Krishna. Gokishwara Das Babaji advised his disciples, when you chant, you should look at nothing of this world, you should only look at the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra, and then you will see how from the letters Radha and Krishna and their associates will appear before you. This is how powerful this concentration on the letters of the holy name is. You follow? So I want to now do a few exercises with you. When I make this sound, it means the exercise starts. When I make this sound, it means the exercise stops. Okay? So you must be very Yes. I want to request all of you now to look at this blackboard, but maybe there is a better position. What do you think? We put it maybe here.
Yeah, yeah.
It is much better. Please help Vaishnava Seva. And you will see after this exercise how your whole mindset will change. Yes. Next. Idea. Thank you very much. Do we have even a light to focus on it? A spotlight? But you can see, I think.
Yeah.
You can see well. Very good. So, yes, Giriraj Prabhu needs a chair. Or some. No? You can see? So, I want to request who of you brought his japa mala with him? You can use your japa mala, but it is not necessary. If you don't have your japa mala, no problem. Damodar, you brought your... Good. So, I want to request you to look intently on the verse of the mantra as you chant. Those of you who have made this workshop already, it's good. It works if you have... The more you come to this workshop, the better. It's a workshop which you will still do when you are 60 years old. So, as you chant, your eyes should go with the Hare Krishna mantra, and you should please look at nothing else. Is the task clear? Everyone just... Don't even look at the dailies. If you do, it's nice, but bring your eyes back. Don't look at your neighbors. Cellular phones are at this moment not possible to be used. We will really try to do the Trataka, the Trataka meditation, the concentration. Please look and concentrate, and we will chant in one voice. I will show you the voice. Hare, when I make like this, then you start, and when I make like this, you say, Hare Krishna, see I have to look at the verse here in my notebook, so, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
look at every verse.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, look at every verse.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It's very nice to hear how nicely you chant. I want to request those of you chant it extra loud to please for this workshop. We will not chant extra loud like when we do Hare Krishna. It will be a soft but very concentrated chanting. The idea is to concentrate here, not the volume of the voice, although that is very nice at other opportunities. So now we will help our concentration a little bit by I will give you a meditational work to do. Please be so kind and look at the word Hare. And now please close your eyes. Imagine you're standing in one bank of the river Jamuna and you look to the other bank. On the other bank, you should be able to see or visualize the beautiful name Hare. Now, please keep your eyes still shut. I request you to visualize the letter H. Only the letter H. It is a big letter. See the two lines going from the bottom to the sky and the one line in between. Come really close to the H. See the H. Thank you. Now we move on to the letter A. In your mind's eye, see the letter A. See the two lines meeting and then one line in between connecting. A. Thank you. Now move on to the letter R. See the one line going from bottom up, and then one is like a half circle and the other line goes down like a rule. R. Thank you. Now visualize the letter E. One line goes from down to up, and then three lines go in the horizontal position. Now again, I want to request you to see the whole Hare, beautiful name of Srimati Radharani. Yes, Hare. Thank you very much. Those of you who cannot visualize due to some reasons, you can sometimes, as I speak, look and see at the letters. The idea is to let them appear in your mind. We will now move on to the letter Krishna. Please close your eyes, keep your eyes closed, and try to imagine you're standing in the Yamuna, and on the other bank, opposite to you, the beautiful name of Krishna in letters is there. Please say, see the K. Please see the R with a dot. If you cannot see it, you can paint it with your own imaginative hand in the air. See the letter S with a dot. See the letter N with a dot. And see the letter A, Krishna. Now again, move a little back and see the whole name Krishna. If you cannot see the whole name, you can write the letters down in your mind. K, R, dot, S, dot, N, dot, A, dot, Krishna. Thank you very much. We will now move on to the last name of the three names, Rama. Please see the beautiful name Rama. See the R. You cannot see the R. You can paint it, or you can briefly look at the beautiful writing on the blackboard. But close your eyes again, please, afterwards. R A M A Rama. Try to see the whole word. Rama. Hare Krishna. Now, we will go a little deeper. When Mahaprabhu describes the mood in which a devotee should chant, he said one should call out, and he gave us an example. He said, Ayin, how do we say, and we have a nice melody in Radha Gopinath. Ayin annatarya kinkaram adhisamam visame bhavaduro vipayata vahadhangaya sita durita disham vishendaya. Again, please. Ayin annatarya kinkaram adhisamam visame bhavaduro. Thank you very much. The translation of this beautiful prayer reads, Oh my dear Lord, alas, I have fallen away from you into this dangerous ocean of the material world. Now be consciously merciful to me and pick me up and make me one speck of dust at your lotus feet. A little while ago, I was drowning in the Atlantic Ocean. One devotee had made this report accessible to some of you, I've heard. I was bathing innocently, and I was seeing how I was swimming very fastly into the ocean, and I thought, wonderful, my swimming abilities have increased due to prasadam eating. But when I wanted to return, I could not. In fact, the more I swam, the more it seemed that the current took me out into the deep waters, and the ocean waves were coming and pushing me under the water. At that time, I learned to pray in the mood of this verse. I really thought I will die now, and I always imagined to die gloriously in Vrindavan, not even in a bed of the Bhaktivedanta hospital. I want to die in the dust of Vrindavan, with your permission. And I thought many nice devotees would be around me, chant the holy name in my ears. And now I was drowning like an ordinary German tourist who didn't know about the currents of the Atlantic Ocean. I felt angry at first, and then my anger was soon gone because I noticed this was maybe my last call. And then I prayed very desperately to Krishna, please save me. Those who wish to read the whole account must ask our professor. Ananta Prabhu. Here the point is, the prayer, when you are drowning in an ocean, you are out of your comfort zone. You call out in deep desperation to the Lord. This is the mood in which Mahaprabhu prays to the Lord. Ayinandatanuya, I have fallen away from you. Please bring me back to your lotus feet. So, I want you now to call out to Krishna, but this time you will not do it in the voice, you will do it in the mind. We will hear no sound for this, and those of you who have babies, you must pacify your babies during this time. Please close your eyes again. In your mind's eye, please go to the ocean of Puri, when you know the ocean of Puri. There's no one around you, no one will be hearing you. You can call as loud as possible, but not in the voice, in the mind. Call repeatedly the beautiful name of Hare. Some of you are not calling. It seems you have no inner voice. Do you only have an outer voice? Again, we have to call Hare very loudly and intensely, like a child cries for the mother. And no one will hear you, because you call in your mind, and you are in the ocean where no one is there. Please again. Much. Now the next name which we call is the name of Krishna. Again, we don't do it with the vocal cords, we do it mentally. When you hear the sign, call repeatedly Krishna, 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 but in your mind. Don't call loud enough. Your inner voice is blocked. What's wrong with you? Thank you. The last call will be for the name Rama. Again, please let us try to do the exercise. Some of you are a little tired, you are a little lazy, but please do the exercise. It will do you tremendous good. When you hear the sound, please call out in your mind the beautiful name of Rama. Call it again and again, Rama, Rama, Rama. Much better. Yes, I can hear some of you. Thank you very much. Some of you who are skeptical might think, what is Mama doing? It's very unusual. Yes, you are right. This is very unusual. It's very unusual to chant properly your rounds. It's very unusual for you to chant in your mind and to be told to use your inner voice. But we want to learn to chant properly. Calling out for Krishna is not just done by the voice. You know from your children. Sachi Devi has Damodar, and Damodar is not really meaning it. He will call out mummy, mummy, mummy with the voice. But when there is a real emergency, then it's not just the voice calling, it's the whole personality calling. And then Sachi Devi knows she has to leave everything behind, even the chapati, it can burn. Now Damoda is first and prime necessity. That is because the mind calls. The mind is no longer diverted. When you want to reach Krishna, the mind must call out, not just the body. Anyone can go, Hare Krishna, the loudest pop singer can sing. Hare Krishna, but only when there is the quality of feeling. Then Krishna will hear. That is feeling something inside. So, we will now try to apply what we have learned so far. We will chant now very slowly the Hare Krishna mantra in one voice, and we will try to see each word on each name. You can use this traktaka meditation, this shield, or how do we call it, sideboard, and at the same time try to chant from within, not just the vocal cords but the mind. Is the exercise clear? Yes? We will chant and look at each of the names. And sometimes we can close our eyes and try to look inside, visualize inside. And then as we are doing it, we will try to also chant from the mind.
You will do yourself, then we will...
Yes, I will, yes.
Then we will copy.
Yes, I will do myself. I will also show you how to chant, the speed in which you chant. You know much better than me how to chant, but the speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I give my full attention, in other words, at each name, Hare. Then I go with the mind and my attention to Krishna, and I call out internally, please don't, that no one of you should shout very loud. It's not a matter of the external voice. The internal voice has to become loud and strength. Okay, I will show you again when you hear this. It means please chant with me in one voice. When you hear this, it means the exercise has been finished. We are moving on to the very, very intense exercise. It will come after this. So please, for this exercise, you need to be very much there. Concentrate your mind on each word, name, and call out with your mind, deeply from within. We will first look for three mantras, we will look, and then we will do something else. Hare, no. You start when you hear this sign, and you end when you hear this sign. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Your mind, your mind. Call your mind.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Now we will chant with our eyes closed, and we will try to visualize the Hare Krishna mantra. If we are unsuccessful, we can look in between. If you have children, it is very nice that the children are with us, but the point is, if someone starts to scream, everyone looks, who is this, and so on. Please tell your children to chant softly, but scream in the mind. I think this is a difficult concept to teach to children, but we grown-ups can do this. So please close the eyes and chant with full concentration by visualizing each holy name and concentrating and calling out in the heart. Please do not speed up. We do not need to be very speedy because our exercise will soon be over and each one will get in time home. So we will be a little slow. I will show you and then start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Some of you are doing very well. One can actually feel the mental energy building up. Now comes the most blissful but also most difficult exercise. We will chant with closed eyes, concentrating on each name, and then I will request you, please continue. It means I will request you to continue to chant, and then I will give you some task which I cannot tell you now because it's a surprise, please perform this task in your mind. Okay? So the task is, when we hear this, then we will just chant and keeping each name in our concentration and calling out each name, and then something else will happen.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please listen to
Krishna.
Your mind, call out only Hare. Call Hare in your mind by chanting the whole mantra. Only Hare. Now call out Krishna. Only call Krishna. Call the people of Krishna. Loud in your mind. Now they call to Hare. Only Hare. Call out loud in your mind. Wonderful.
Hare.
Come to Krishna, only call out Krishna's name, no other name than Krishna, only Krishna, beautiful name of Krishna, now Krishna, call out Krishna's name, what a wonderful name Krishna, oh Krishna, wonderful Krishna, yes, loud in your mind, not in the voice, if you are children, no. Now comes the very good exercise. We will not chant the holy name. We will not visualize the taka, but we will try to call out each name. That means as we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, our mind will be there with the whole pronunciation of the holy name. We will actually connect our inner voice, which has been dead very often, or only active a few times a day. We will connect it to each holy name. Yes? So we call out each holy name like we have done. Now we have, in the previous exercise, we have called out only for one name during the whole mantra. Now each name during the mantra. I will exercise this, I will do it for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What I need to do this exercise is, I need to totally take my mind and put it on each name. Hare Krishna, Krishna. I will not see or hear anything else than just the name. You will see this nectar. You will enter the nectar of chanting if you do. Please close your eyes again. We will now very lovingly call out each to each name as we chant the mantra. I will do it one time for you, and then I will give you the sign, and then we will do it all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Some of you are, most of you are concentrating very nice. This is a great advancement. But you are not calling out the name. I'm sorry, but I have an ear to hear this. If you have difficulties to call out, you can imagine you go in the heart area and call out from the heart, from this area. Prabhupada once said that chanting means to keep Krishna in your heart. So please again close your eyes and concentrate on the chanting, but also call out each of the names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
now I will surprise and shock you. What is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? Because we are not so concentrated and pure as we have concentrated our minds by some exercises. But now we will just do what Prabhupada says here. We will chant, and instead of concentrating our mind on either visualizing the Hare Krishna mantra, the letters and names, or instead of concentrating the mind on calling out, we will only concentrate our mind now to hearing. We will only try to actively, because we chant, there is some action involved, to actively hear. That is all what we will do. We will just try, whenever our mind goes somewhere else, we won't be angry or disturbed with our mind. We will gently pull it back to the sound vibration of the Holy Name and just hear. Okay? Are you ready? Then we've almost made it. Thank you very much. Please sit and patiently hear. Little babies, little children, sit. We are almost through and you can tolerate sitting with the little children, no problem. So just hear please. I will give you an example. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It's very difficult for me because I'm producing the sound, but my sound comes from there. So I have to somehow concentrate to hear there, because there my sound comes. But you must see, I have to give you the right example, otherwise you have to concentrate your own sound, not the sound of the group. But where does your sound come? It comes here. But where do you hear it? Here. So you have to concentrate when you hear on here, this area. We become all great yogis. I mean, soon we will be able to influence the whole political movements in the world. It just continues this workshop. So, I will do without the microphone because it's too difficult, and I really have to try to give the example. Hare Krishna. Yes, let's go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Only concentrate on here. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. It's like pain putting the brakes on car. Devotees, imagine you are entering an ocean of sound, the nectarian ocean of the Holy Name, and you are now just absorbing the sound. This is the exercise. This will help you. That's all. And don't go so fast. Some of you are getting into your work day's speed. This is not the idea of the workshop. Please let us stay. We have enough time. Later we will go fast as we go about. So again, this time I will do it. We will immediately do it. Just enter in your mind the sound. Just hear the sound. Absorb yourself in the sound. And your only sound, not your sound, not necessarily the group sound, although the group sound will help us. It's good if you close your eyes for concentration.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And one gentleman sins totally in a different way, comes from this area. Yeah, but then you were thinking of the people who were going too fast and not of the holy name. You have fallen out of our train. the fighting can, you can't fight and you chant. Yes, but we all have our own speeds. And for the last exercise, I would request now every one of you to please chant alone in your own speed, like we do when we have japa in the temple. If you do not have your japa mala with you, it is no problem. You can chant without the mala. If you have the mala with you, it's good if you use the mala for this exercise. We will chant a little bit, like maybe 30 minutes or so, we'll give you the sign. And this time, I want to encourage you, it's very important, that you kindly apply whenever you need some of the instructions which you have learned. The idea of this exercise is that you will try to chant on your own, obviously with the help of the group, because we are all chant, but you will try to concentrate on each of the holy name. You will hear actually every holy name. You will be like a Nam Bhajan Yogi. So when you find out that you might go somewhere else, or that you again suffer from this terrible dullness which has accompanied you maybe for a long time in your spiritual practice, then you can do one of two things which you have learned. You can either look at the mantra and follow the mantra along, the words of the mantra or the names of the mantra, or even better, you can desperately call out to Lord Krishna in your heart, "My dear Lord, my inner voice is dead. I'm only a skeleton and only an outside person. But I know you want your devotees with the minds, you want their hearts. So please help me to chant with my heart and not just with my vocal cords, which are made out of a little skin or whatever." Doctors will have a better definition. In between skin and bone, some something in between. Okay, so we will try to chant like this now. Please do not allow your mind to just go and drift off in some outer space. Wherever it goes, bring it back to the chanting of the Holy Name by applying some of the techniques which you have learned this evening.
Ready?
Hare Krishna. Oh, sorry. No, I have said it wrong. Not in one voice, each one in his own voice. Yes. It will be very difficult in the beginning. For the first 30 seconds, you will think, it's impossible to concentrate if I'm not with everyone else. Because our mind gets conditioned to certain exercise. But after, in 30 seconds, you will break through and you will chant again. Listen to your voice. Krishna Lila story, which summarized the point which I wanted to make. And then each mother-in-law, there's a little child can be kept busy all day with some toys. But when the toy, there comes a time when the mother, when the child is no more interested in the toys and needs its mother, then it begins to call out for the mother. And this calling out is really not something which is done from the lips, it is done from the heart. It will not call out, mommy, 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 but it will call out, mommy, like this, from the heart. Your chanting must also become heart deep. If it's just a lip deep, it will not do the work. There's a very nice a little episode I would like to tell you about this. When Lord Krishna went from Dwaraka to Kurukshetra to perform some rituals at the eclipse of the sun, he invited everyone from all over to come and see him in Kurukshetra. He invited everyone except the Brijvasis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan.